It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach and CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe we're almost at the end of January. It's been kind of a weird January in terms of weather, rain, snow, freezing, warm, freezing rain. For my running friends, want to give you a big shout out for running up Crotchet Mountain with me last weekend. And it was a lot of fun, particularly going down. And I also want to thank my guest last weekend, Dr. Brian Hurtdorfer, the Bruins dentist. And he gave a lot of new information in terms of what to expect now in a state-of-the-art dental office, as well as the results, which raised money for the Elliott Cancer Center of the Big Z Challenge. So big shout-out to Brian Hurtdorfer. And this weekend, if you're listening to this on Saturday, rest up tomorrow in Derry is the Derry 16, the sort of famous Boston Prep long run. They also have added a five-miler, so both of those races start at 10 a.m. on Sunday, January 28th. The great thing about this radio show, in addition to current events and wellness and sports and fitness, it also allows me to showcase community partners and well-known organizations that maybe you've heard of, but you probably don't have the background. So this weekend, we are showcasing Catholic Charities of New Hampshire, and joining me is Karen Moynihan, who is the Senior Director of Development. Karen, thank you for joining me this weekend. I know you're busy, so thank you for spending your weekend with Tom Raffio. I'm sure you have better things to do.
Really happy to be here, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you. So let's take it a step back. One of the things I've learned in doing this show for 6 years is you think everybody's familiar with the Flume or the Discovery Center or well-known organizations, but sometimes people say to me, geez, I didn't really realize, you know, the background of the organization. So tell us the history and mission and vision of Catholic Charities New Hampshire.
Sure. Well, Catholic Charities was started in 1945, so we're going to be coming up on our 75th anniversary in just a couple of years. And we're currently one of the largest human service agencies in the state, with a mission to provide quality services that heal, comfort, and empower the poor and vulnerable. We employ over 1,000 people statewide.
That's amazing. People probably wouldn't realize that. So tell us, in terms of, obviously, while the mission is faith-based, you serve people of needs of all faiths and backgrounds. Tell us, let's reinforce that.
Yeah, we absolutely do. And that's one of the misunderstandings that a lot of folks have about Catholic Charities, because Catholic is in the name of our organization. They seem to feel that only Catholics can come to our organization for assistance. And really, we have open arms to anybody who needs help. But mostly, it's the poor and vulnerable, those who are really falling through the cracks or are in crisis or just one bill away from being in crisis.
I find that a lot when we do shows on food insecurity, homelessness, the opioid crisis, is that what people don't realize, and I use that expression as well, like many people are one paycheck away from really being hurt. And so even if they show up in a nice looking car to the Friendly Kitchen here in Concord, it doesn't mean that they have money, that basically so many families are that one paycheck away of really being
We have professionals who come to us. They're lawyers, they're bankers, they're living out of their cars. So it affects everybody.
Absolutely. So let's take a short segue into your background. Obviously, you've had a long history in fundraising. So tell us, prior to the Catholic Charities, I know you were at both the Courier and the Animal Rescue League of New Hampshire. Tell us about that background and what has been a compelling reason for you to stay in this field, because I'm sure, if you need to raise over $3.5 million a year, having done a lot of campaigns, I know that's not easy. It's a lot of hard work and asks. So tell us what motivates you and your background.
Sure. Well, I actually started my fundraising career 14 years ago, just around the corner from the studio at the Capital Center for the Arts.
And that's where we first knew each other, right?
Thank you. And it was an exciting time for me. I was going through a career change. I had been with Business New Hampshire magazine, and I was meeting with one of my Business New Hampshire magazine clients, and I said, I'm missing a certain passion in my life, and I think I want to make a change and work for a nonprofit that's making a difference in the community. And she happened to know of a position that had just opened up at the Capital Center. And that's really where I started my career. And I got the nonprofit bug at that point. And I really loved my position there. I then went on to, I had the opportunity to join the Courier just as it was opening its doors after its grand reopening with its expansion. And then most recently with the Animal Rescue League of New Hampshire, I had done some volunteer work for them. And when they had an opening there, they had asked me to join them. And that was an amazing experience. I've grown up with animals my entire life. And to be able to fundraise for those animals in need, that was quite a remarkable experience. And now with Catholic Charities, I feel I've come full circle. I'm now working with people who are in need. And it's just a great honor to be able to fundraise.
All compelling organizations, you know, without art and theater, you know, we don't have a civilized society. I think that's so, so important. And, of course, Animal Rescue League. I have two dogs. I mean, where would we be without our pets and so forth? And, of course, with all the hurricanes, I know that they've been under a lot of compelling stress trying to, you know, place, you know, displaced animals. And, of course, obviously, human services. So this is your opportunity. So you're responsible with Tom Blonsky, your leader, your CEO, who I know Tom for many years, to raise over $3 million. So if I'm listening to this and I want to make a donation, let's talk. How would I go about doing that? And what are some of your methods? And then after the commercial break, we'll talk about the upcoming, you know, Mardi Gras event as one of your key fundraisers.
Yeah, thank you. And Tom would be here if he could, but he's out in the Monadnock area and couldn't be here. So thank you. One of our biggest sources of funding is through our parish appeal. And this spring, we're going to be out in each of the parishes, talking a little bit about some of the folks that we've served in the communities. And that part of our annual budget actually raises about $2.5 million. And how we make up for the difference is with our fundraising event, our major event, the Mardi Gras Gala, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But we also make up for it through annual giving. And there are a number of ways that folks can help with our annual giving campaigns. They can go online and donate. They can make a bequest. But one of the easiest ways is simply to sign up online for a monthly contribution. Those sustaining gifts, we're finding more and more donors are making gifts on a monthly basis and becoming sustaining donors, because it's really just the easiest thing you can do. Make that monthly gift and you don't have to think about renewing year to year.
So you've stimulated, I know, the listening audience. So the website is?
Oh, our website is www.nh-cc.org.
Very easy to remember. That's awesome, and we'll get those sustaining gifts. So would you comment now on how Catholic Charities interfaces with the New Hampshire Food Bank? I was involved with the New Hampshire Food Bank when we raised funds for their big new facility they have, very functional, so much more functional and bigger than the old facility. So tell us Catholic Charities' role with the New Hampshire Food Bank.
Oh, my gosh. So the New Hampshire Food Bank is one of our biggest programs. It's second only to our healthcare services. And the food bank, which is lo- located in Manchester is probably one of the most familiar programs. They're the ones that do, you know, the Thanksgiving campaigns and the Christmas campaigns. They started out in a 600-square foot facility in downtown Manchester, and now they're in a 60,000-square-foot facility. Last year, they gave out over 14 million pounds of food, and they work with over 400 nonprofit food agencies throughout New Hampshire.
And food insecurity, surprisingly, for some in the listening audience, is a major problem in New Hampshire. Surprisingly, I mean, like one out of eight people has some degree of food insecurity, and a number of those are children, right?
Yeah.
And we have, and so the food bank and through Catholic Charities, obviously a Friendly Kitchen here in New Hampshire is supported by them. So if you're seeking help or wish to help, make a donation or volunteer. And after the commercial break, we'll talk about volunteering. The website, again, is nh-cc.org, or you can call 669-3030. That's 669-3030. Quickly before the break, volunteering, or you, the events that you have, and we'll talk about them again, Mardi Gras and so forth, but if you're looking to volunteer, maybe I can't write a check, but I have some human capital. I'm assuming that you can organize volunteers.
Human capital is so important. It's very valuable. We have opportunities at both the food bank as well as at the main office in Manchester. A fun way is to join an event committee, but we have other opportunities as well. So I would recommend visiting the food bank's website as well as Catholic Charities website.
And again, that's nh-cc.org, or you can call 669-3030. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Here we are, January 27th and 28th. Again, big shout out to my running friends for doing the Winter Wild last week at Crotchet Mountain. And tomorrow, if you're listening to us on Saturday, here's the Derry Prep 16-miler prep for the Boston Marathon, 10 a.m., or you can do a 5-miler. So I think my wife is going to do the 16 miles, Ellen, and I'm going to do the 5 miles and wait for her. Probably not too long. But anyway, it's hard to believe where she qualified for the Boston Marathon. So she, along with many New Hampshire folks that have qualified, are deep into training. So Karen Moynihan, who's the Senior Director of Development, has a long history with the philanthropic side of our life here in New Hampshire, which is so critical to our quality of life, both at the Capital Center of the Arts, the Courier, and the Annual Rescue League, and now, of course, at Catholic Charities, whose CEO is Tom Blonsky. So one of the key fundraisers coming up is the Mardi Gras Gala. So tell us about that, and if you engender interest, like how do I buy tickets? Do we need more corporate sponsors? Things like that, Karen.
Well, the Mardi Gras Gala is our major event. It's our annual major event, and we don't host a lot of events, so this is a really big deal for us. It raises over $100,000 a year to provide emergency services for clients in crisis. And it's a fun event. We have a ton of volunteers who join us at the Grapponi Conference Center. This takes place on February 10th, Saturday, February 10th. And there are a few tickets left. So please be quick if you want to join us and get your tickets on our website at nh-cc.org. What happens at the Mardi Gras event is we transform that space with all of our wonderful volunteers, and you really do feel like you're in the center of New Orleans. We have jazz musicians, we have a stilt walker, live and silent auctions, but really the focus of the event is to build support for these programs and services that support our struggling neighbors. It's a fun night. There's a DJ and dancing, and we have about 350 people who join us. We have a lot of sponsors, and Delta Dental being one of them. Thank you, Tom.
We never miss it. You know that.
It's a terrific event, a lot of fun, a lot of preparation. It's one of the event committees that folks can join if they're looking to volunteer time. And it's just a terrific night for raising money for a very good cause.
And you probably, it's coming right up in a couple of weeks, February 10th, but probably as soon as it ends, you're already planning for next year, right?
We already are. We were on the phone with some folks last week who wanted to join the committee, and we've actually signed them up for next year. So, something that we plan far in advance, because that space is really transformed and involves a lot of volunteers and involves a lot of planning.
And you have a stilt walker this year, so that's a new exciting thing. So if you want to volunteer, the website again is nh-cc.org or call 669-3030. So you have some other events coming up, too, later in the winter, early spring. You have something called the Steel Chef Challenge. So tell us about that.
Right. So this is one of those food bank organizers. It's in its third year. It's an amazing event. They always get a celebrity chef involved. And this takes place in April. I believe tickets are just starting to go on sale now. This year's celebrity chef is Alex Garnicelli. And what she'll do is she will challenge some of our local chefs. It's a wonderful evening with dinner, an opportunity to meet Alex yourself, and it raises funds for the food bank.
And that's on April 16th. You would have submitted your taxes by then. You're feeling good, and you'll get to meet Alex. I understand she's terrific. And again, you would call 669-3030 for tickets. So we talked a lot about the food insecurity, and I think different shows we've had, people understand that continues to be a major issue in New Hampshire. Tell us about some of the other programs you have, like financial fitness and so forth.
Financial fitness is something that we've started applying in the last few years. What we were finding is clients would come to one of our district offices for assistance and we'd get them on track, get them on a good path, and we'd find that they would come back again. So what we've started to do with financial fitness is determine what are the underlying problems, what are the underlying issues, and we would sit down to them and we would go over things one by one. What are your bills? What are your challenges? Where are you not making ends meet? Where do you feel like things are falling through the cracks and you're getting further and further behind? So with this model, we've been able to sit down and come up with a plan for them. If they need to open a savings account or open a checking account, that's one of the first things to creating stability, making sure they have a good job to begin with. You know, do they need to go back to school and get their GED? Are they in a place where they can attend community college? So really trying to get their life on track, and we've been able to do that with a model we've developed, which is called financial plan.
Tell us too about your counseling programs for people, and this has affected so many people, the opioid crisis as well as long-term care. All of us are living longer, so those are two important areas.
Yeah. So for the opioid crisis, we've been working with clients who have addiction behaviors, but what we realized was that the family also needed some support. It's a very difficult issue for everybody, not only the person who's dealing with the addiction, but also the families who are trying to cope with that. It's a very, very difficult time for them. So we're working with both the individual and the families. One area that people don't know a lot about is our healthcare services. We have 8 facilities statewide where we provide long-term care and rehabilitative care for mostly the elderly in our community. There's one nursing center up the road in Laconia, St. Francis Nursing Home, with beautiful views of the lake. And we also have Mount Carmel in Manchester. We just completed a healing garden last summer where the residents can go out and you know, every one of their senses is affected by that garden, whether it be smell or sight, or have some hands-on activity in the gardens.
All right. People, you know, as we live longer, obviously long-term care is so important. And, of course, everybody's very familiar with the opioid crisis. So the contact information, again, is nh-cc.org or 603-669-3030 if you want to buy tickets to Mardi Gras, if you want to call and volunteer for an event, for an event planning, if you want to make a donation, all you can find all that information. Let's end with a sort of a philosophical thing. Any final thoughts that you'd like to you know, share with our listeners?
Yeah, I actually do have a story that came by me recently, and it's about a man who wanted to pay it forward. He received a gift card at work with the understanding that he was to give it away. He and all of his co-workers, they work for an employer who gives them a gift card at the end of the year, every year, just to make the holidays a little bit brighter for their own families. But the employer also gives them a gift card to give away, you know, to someone else who might need to, you know, have a little bit of a brighter holiday. So this young man remembered that Catholic Charities had helped him a few years ago, and he came and visited someone in one of our local offices and said, you know, I was given this gift card at work, and I thought it would be wonderful to be able to help somebody else out, and I knew exactly where to come to help somebody. So you know, our local staff person was just so pleased that he thought to pay it forward in this way. And stories like this are multiplied time and time again throughout all of our 10 district offices. And he's just a shining example of someone who came. You know, he was experiencing some difficulties himself. We helped him get back on track. He now has a job with a really terrific employer, and he's able to pay it forward.
That's a great, great story. So the Catholic Charities programs help, get this, 1 out of 13 people throughout New Hampshire, people of all backgrounds and faiths. So if you know someone who's in a nursing home or a long-term care facility, relies on directly or indirectly the New Hampshire Food Bank, has counseling, has done counseling for depression or addiction orders, has needed a pathway for citizenship, who needs emergency assistance for hunger relief, and so forth. Probably Catholic Charities has helped that person, correct?
That's correct. And I, you know, we have a broad range of services, and I bet anyone listening may know someone who has sought help through Catholic Charities and may not even know it.
Exactly. And the other thing, as we said earlier, you know, a lot of people are simply, you know, one paycheck away, you know, from this type of need. If we've energized you to make a donation, to participate as a volunteer, to attend the Mardi Gras event by buying a ticket, or if you're in a position at a corporation to be a corporate sponsor, the website is nh-cc.org or call 669-3030. Karen Moynihan, I see why you stayed in this field. You've got me re-energized as well, and I'll see you at Mardi Gras.
Thank you so much, Tom. See you there.
Which is coming right up in a couple of weeks, February 10th.
Thank you.
Tom Raffio returns next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.